Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Tomb of the Golden Bird by Elizabeth Peters, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt and directed by A.J. Cermak. This book is copyrighted 2006 by MPM Manor, Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books. The 1922 season begins a bit earlier than usual for the Emerson clan. Convinced that the tomb of the little-known King Tut lies somewhere in the Valley of the Kings, Emerson has tried to persuade, against Amelia's advice, his rivals to hand over their digging rights in the valley to him. And now, Tomb of the Golden Bird.
Chapter 1. Ramses! Seated on the terrace of Shepherd's Hotel, I watched with interest as a tall young man stopped and turned, as if in response to the calling of his name. Yet this was not the 14th century B.C., but the year of our Lord, 1922. And the tall man was no ancient pharaoh, though his bronzed skin and black hair resembled those of an Egyptian, his height and bearing proclaimed him for what he was. An English gentleman of the finest quality. He was also my son, Ramses Walter Peabody Emerson, who was better known in Egypt by his sobriquet. He raised his hand to his brow and realized that, as usual, he was not wearing a hat. In lieu of removing that which was not present, he inclined his head in greeting, and one of his rare, attractive smiles warmed his thin face. I craned my neck and half rose from my chair in order to see the individual.